Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item of business is a public hearing. It's a public hearing on application for zone change, request submitted by Farmers Union Trading Company regarding property described on Block 3, Fraction Lot 7 and 8, under addition to the Town of Columbus. The request would change the zoning from light industrial to heavy industrial. I open the public hearing. Is there any public comment? I declare the public hearing closed. Move on to the regular meeting. Council has before them the minutes of March 17, 2025. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections on the minutes? Not appearing. I entertain a motion for approval.
I make that motion that we approve the minutes as written.
Motion by Cole.
I'll second it.
Second by Tim. Is there any discussion? Dannon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yeah.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
I'm not here.
Rick is not here. You're abstaining. Entertain a motion for the approval of the claims.
Make that motion for approval of this month or this part of the month's claims.
Motion by Tim.
Second.
Second by Rick. Is there any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is under petitions and communications. We move the discussion for on lawn care providers access to the solid waste area during non-business hours at the transfer station. Are there any comments on that issue?
I have some.
Now would be a good time to state them.
I think Tim Adlon wrote a letter.
Should be in your packet.
Right, it's in my packet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've read it. And I believe when we first started that compost facility, we handed out a half a dozen keys, probably the local lawn service providers, two of them which are here tonight, Ladybug and Bruce Bjorn. Also to Tim Adlon. I think John Wagner got one because he had a little business going. I think there was another lawn care provider at the time, Don Nelson. He does lawn care. And also, I think we had a key to school crew when they're maybe doing leaf pickup around the schools, hospitals, and the county guys. Other than that, if there was other people having keys, then I don't know where those came from. But I think we need to do everything we can to allow lawn care businesses that don't just work on Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday. They work Monday through Sunday and 7 days a week. I think we need to do everything we can to allow them to have access to that facility for disposal of leaves and grass.
That's okay.
I disagree.
Open discussion.
I disagree because one, I think it's a liability issue, and two, I work 6:30 to 5:30. But do I get a key so I can go dump my stuff?
I'm just talking about businesses.
I understand that.
Not
individuals. I understand that, but I don't know why we let people into that kind of place. What if something were to happen, God forbid? I mean, we're dealing with that in the county right now, and I don't want the city getting in a lawsuit for some buddy that has an accident, not on purpose, but it, you know, it could happen. So I think we need to be diligent about how we're tracking people going in and out of places like that.
Okay. Any other comment? This is open discussion. It's not, there's not going to be a vote. We're trying to come up with a solution.
If it's for lawn service purposes, and I know probably get abused, but is there like a certain, an area just that they could not access the whole site and just, and then dump, and then it could be yarded out on the regular days, or, you know, once a week, or, and put in the main pile, but not allow access to the whole facility. I don't know if that's an option. I just threw that out there.
Yep. Any comments you guys want to make?
We kind of talked about that, but it's, those places down there are still on our property. Granted, it's not inside the container site, but then it's just a matter of the having to handle it multiple times to get it over there and whatnot. I know what you're saying, Dennis, between the county facility and us, there's only one day a week that they couldn't dump, and that's Monday, actually, between the hours, between both of our sites. And it's just, to me, I agree, yeah, the liability of it.
Yeah, I understand dumping in the county, but that, you know, that all goes to the landfill. There's no such thing as composting out there. So
yeah, because they're recycling. Charged for it out there. We don't charge for it, correct?
Not even for, not
whatever
for grass.
Else. Yeah,
not for grass or
use our garden waste.
And then
we don't presently charge for it.
We don't charge grass for anybody.
In doing some review, I think we are supposed to be, but we're not.
We've got a resolution on the books that says we charge $3.
For yard. Yeah, it doesn't talk about, there's an exception in there for compostable.
No. $3 for grass and leaves.
That was a mistake by somebody.
And there might be something else in there that they changed it once, because I think this was...
I think we raised rates just as I was leaving.
This was in 96 when Kenyon was...
Well, there was another ordinance in 2021 or 2020 or when rates were changed for that compost facility.
Don't know. Didn't find that.
I've got it.
That would be good. That would be good to have. The fundamental question in my mind is, do you want to provide unsupervised access to the dump, which then also provides unsupervised access to your buildings, the police firing range, the dog pound, the fire department training center. Do you want that to be unsupervised? We're checking with Montana Municipal Interlocal Authority to see if they'll even continue to insure us if they found out what we were doing.
That'd be interesting to me.
Yeah. Well, whether they would insure us or not, if it creates a liability situation, is that a risk you want to take?
And the only thing I'll throw in there, I was envisioning this question would come up. So we can't have people sign waivers. I mean, we can't, they don't mean anything. So basically what that means is you can't, anytime you have a waiver for future liability, it's unenforceable for anybody. So I thought, maybe you guys thought about that, but you can have people sign something, it doesn't really mean anything. I think the best thing you could do if council wants to go in a direction of giving some sort, I think it has to be limited. And I don't know the site well enough. I don't know how you can coordinate that. It has to be for a limited purpose, for a limited area, not access to the whole thing. That's just not a good idea at all. But I think the best thing the city could do, if that's the direction they want to go, you have to have some kind of agreement form and rules and regulations to enforce. And people that don't follow them, then they get their access revoked. And it has to be to limited people for limited purposes. But if you're thinking like, well, maybe if people, they'll sign a waiver saying, hey, they won't sue us if they get injured on our property, we can't do that, can't enforce it.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I'd be more into it, some kind of limited access or something that they need to sign, if you could figure out something.
So you're just thinking about, you're wanting for, just for lawn care first?
I'm not talking about individuals getting in there, like me, when I mow my lawn, I'll mow it on Wednesday, Saturday, or Sunday. I'm not talking about individuals. I'm talking about folks that have a business, that if we don't do this, what are they gonna do? That's my thought.
And we'll have to, so then we'll have to look at if it's feasible.
Yeah, I understand that. But.
I think everybody makes good points, though.
I think it's a matter of trust and respect. That kind of thing helps a little bit, too, but maybe that's all gone nowadays.
Well, I'm jaded, but in my world, yeah, that's been gone a while ago.
Unfortunately.
So.
Except it's worked, we haven't had many problems in the last.
Not a problem until it's a problem, though.
I think, yeah, exactly. Jay, how long have you been doing it, 15 years?
18 years.
18.
I understand. I do.
There should be a way to do it.
So what's our next step?
Is there a way to limit it to, I don't know how you would do it, like cordon off an area?
You're probably looking at what, a bunch of money and refencing a bunch of stuff out there because.
Yeah, I don't know about cordoning it off, you know, I just don't.
Well, you can't, the access to the whole area is really, there's a lot of access that nobody needs access to any of that stuff. So you have to figure out a way to limit it. Because I mean, I can see the, I'm already thinking the caps if something happened, so. But, yeah, I don't know what, Mayor, I don't know what the next step would be if this is something council wants to look at. It's a good discussion starter. I hate throwing things to committees, but maybe they're, the council people, maybe they can individually reach out to Peyton with maybe some thoughts if it's something they want to look at doing. And then if you guys want it back up on the agenda with some kind of, you know, I could look at anything that's proposed. I can maybe see if other towns allow this. It'd be good to hear back from our.
There's probably not too many, there really is not too many towns that do composting.
Yeah.
It took a while to actually get that composting license.
The thing though that. The thing though that we'll have to worry about for premises purposes and stuff and property and casualty is we'll have to look at, so the interlocal authority, we'll have to see if they, because they're probably assuming that it's limited access to only employees and. So if we do have some sort of policy or regulation on the books that allows limited access to the public or the non-city employees, like businesses, it may affect, may have to have a, I don't know if there's be an endorsement or can change our rates, but it'd be good to hear back and have them weigh in. And I know Sheree did reach out to them to ask about that. But I think it's something that is gonna need some more thought process if that's the way that council wants to go. But just unfettered access at any time to that whole, that's just, that has to change.
Tim. Yeah, stand up and state your name. You can come up front if you want, but you don't have to.
My name's Tim Howland, and I've been doing lawn care business with my wife here for 15 or more years. We've had a key, never had a problem. But I understand what your concerns are. Would it help? We would be more than willing to provide liability insurance, naming the city as additional insured. And that might provide you a level of protection. We'd be very willing to keep a log of where we went. If you even want us to take a picture of our dump, I could do that, provide it with a log.
If you named it as an AI, you'll know a little bit about this too, Webb, Mayor, but if you name us as additional insured or provide proof of insurance, that's for claims against you or against us,
right.
But you're not going to submit a claim against yourself. Mm-hmm. If anything, and I'm not saying you would do this, but say put somebody else in your circumstance, the claim would be against the city. You wouldn't be submitting a claim against your own business if you got hurt while you were dumping out there.
But right.
The landowner is going to be us. So I don't think that would do us any good. And like I said, that's what I was talking about, the waiver language. It's not enforceable. Basically, we have an obligation to maintain the premises in a reasonably safe condition. for all types of users, whether invited or not. They changed that a while ago. So, and I do a lot of premise liability for municipalities across the state. It's one of the things I do a lot of litigation in. So it's one of the areas I can actually tell you I'm well versed in. And it's just basically, I would, as if I was defense litigation on this and something were to happen and the city got popped with a claim, that's a tough one to defend. And I just, I know that's where my brain goes. That's how I'm wired. But I think if there's some sort of middle ground to be had, it's to mitigate, I guess, exposure or kind of limit it. I think it'd have to be some sort of basically regulations on the book. Basically, here's the rules. And it just spells out what you can and can't do down there. The hours, maybe a broader range, but not, we're not doing it midnight. And then maybe some sort of logging. But I'm just coming up with stuff. I mean, I don't know the site down there very well, but the point is that there has to be some sort of restriction or regulation that we can, like an agreement that we can enforce and say, if you don't abide by these, your access is revoked. But the problem is, from my understanding, once you get access, you have access to the whole thing. And that's what we have to, I'm more worried about is access to everything else that you get access to. Not saying you'd ever want to go out there and use the shooting range or anything, but if we can foresee it happening and it happens, it doesn't look good for us if somebody gets injured.
I understand your concerns.
Yeah.
From our perspective, it's impossible to just limit it to 2 or 3 days a week. Even if we tried that, what happens if you get a rain day?
Yeah.
And then you got a whole trailer load and nowhere to go. So it just can't happen.
Right.
There's got to be some way we can work something out with the city so they're protected and we're limited to what we can do.
Maybe it would be a good idea.
I'd really like to find some way.
I agree.
It's really easy to say no. You know,
this might be a good opportunity.
It's tougher to say yes, and maybe because we need to find some way.
This might be, and I hate making you guys suggesting meetings and more meetings, but this might be a good opportunity for a workshop with the public and invite the lawn care providers that have access or have had access.
Yeah, just when they use it, how much they put in.
We'll workshop and come up with something that's cohesive. But we also need to have good input and feedback and okay, your public works director needs to be okay with it as well.
I like the idea of the limited access. I know that they go in that back gate. You know, most of the compost that we're doing is towards the back end of that. I don't know if we can block off so you can't go into the main facility where you're, or even have a spot where Leo could take it and just move it over to the other piles. I don't like the idea of charging for compost. I've been trying to get people in this city to take their compost out there to decrease the amount of weight that we're putting into our garbages. Right. If we start charging for compost out there, then we're going to have people that are going to load their garbages up with a lot of weight, and we had increases here recently because we had too much weight. So I like that idea of allowing compost materials of grass and leaves out there. But if we could figure out a way, I don't know if you have to have a fence or even a gate, but if you just block off the area where you can't get into the main thing, that back road that comes into the area, it comes to the leaf pile first and then that, there's space out there. I'm not sure whether you could put it in there or not, Peyton, but I just think that we could probably come up with some ideas of doing that. But the legality of it, I understand running a business and the need for it because we just don't, there's no other options. It's not like you're going to run the Billings and use the landfill in there. And so I like the idea of providing that service. And then the same thing for it is that the compost that is made from the grass and the leaves, anybody can go out and get that for their gardens or for flower beds or for anything else, which is a definite benefit for the people of our community. So I'd like to see that continue.
Yep.
Just one more complication for you folks to think about is we just started our very busiest season. And yeah. What you're outlining here is a process that's going to take some weeks or months to actually come to fruition. All of a sudden, we have our business all lined out, and very unexpectedly for us, we no longer can do what we've done for 15 years. Is there some way we can find an interim solution until a final solution could be reached?
I think you're just stuck with the solution that I gave you is calling me.
You got it.
Because, you know, and during the hours that one of us is there, we'll get over there if it's closed and let you in the dump and until we can get it sorted out.
That will work, Nate. Thank you.
9:00 to 3:30, Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, except Wednesday till 4 with Leo there. Yeah. But, yeah.
Thank you for that. No. That's very kind of
you. I'm not trying to cut you out. I was just trying to figure it out. That's why I told you we can do this until we can figure out a solution that works for everybody.
I'll shake your hand. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you make a good point that the wheels grind a little slowly around here. You know, we meet every other week. Yeah. And then if we're going to discuss it, it may end up being a resolution or a... And a resolution takes another week, and next thing you know, summer's over. And I know you guys can't operate that way.
Yeah.
Peyton has made it clear to me that he'll do everything he can to get you guys access. It's a question of access. It's not a question of our site. It's a question of access. We could go hire more people, keep it open 10 hours a day, every day. You know, we could do that. It would be very, very expensive.
No, that's fine.
It's a question on the hours of hours.
Nope. As long as we can do that, we have a solution, and that will buy us the time we need to do this. If we can't do this, we're going to have a lot of grown-up yards around town that look terrible.
Yeah. Either that, or you'll have to find somebody that lives just out of town that has a gravel pit or something that wants you to fill it up with grass.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
Lisa or Bruce, did you guys have anything you wanted to say?
I get a trailer load during the week, and I got to sit until Wednesday or Saturday or Sunday to unload it. I'm shut down, especially in the fall of the year when I'm hauling leaves. Or right now it's grass, but when I get hauling leaves this fall, sometimes I'll make 2 or 3 trips a day down there and load leaves. And, so you've got to have access to it. Or you're going to have people dumping it where it don't belong.
True. Good point.
Like across the road or something like that. But it's not...
Garbage can.
Not to be able to get into there.
Great. Anybody else? Okay. We're going to move on to reports of officers. Chief Cowger's not here. Chief Uecker?
Nothing further than what's in my report, Mayor.
Peyton?
Nothing really other than the report. I'll have the... If you all read about the meter problem that we have, kind of runs pretty deep in there, but I have an RFP and whatnot ready to look at, and I should have it for the next meeting so we can put that out to see what we're dealing with. But the meters are a huge problem with just the issues that we've run into trying to read them in town, and then the fact that radios, like they changed some meters, but they didn't change the radios. So most of the problems that we have with the reads are because of the old radios. And then, like I say, you can tell the age of everything in there. And so before I get committed to what we're using now, which is labor intensive more than it should be for working with meters, it should be pretty simple. So I'm not thoroughly convinced at Census, and when I was up in Great Falls, I met with their representatives again and discussed the problem, and they really haven't tried to tender any solutions or whatnot, so I kind of want to venture out and see. There's some other opportunities out there I think will be a better fit for the city when it comes to meters.
Is it a software deal or the reader? Or the
It's both. The software's out of date, and then to update it, it's a massive amount of money just for that software. Well, it won't read our stuff anyway,
because the radios are too old. So either way, we're looking at having to go into the houses of damn near everybody in this town and changing something out. And so if I'm going to have to commit to that, I want to make sure the meter that I'm going to put in there is one that's that I don't have to dally around with for 10 minutes and preload it, turn it on, and match it with a meter. I can put it on, go in there, knock, put it in, out, it's working the minute I leave. You know, I don't have to all this setup, but it's just really a old kind of technology for a new meter. I don't really understand a lot of what they're doing. It's
Census is doing that.
Yeah.
So Census was, because is Census the upgraded one? Because when you first came here, you wanted to upgrade to a different reader. Is this Census one the upgraded one since you've been here?
No, that Census I think you guys have had for quite some time.
We've had it for quite a while.
Okay. And they rolled out new meters. Well, I think pre-Paul back in whoever wasn't changing from what they were telling me. So take it for what it's worth. But that the way they were changing them, they weren't installing the new meters. They were changing the meter out, but not changing the radio, or they changed the radio, not the meter, when the whole thing needed to be upgraded. And if it was as they said it should have been, then we'd be reading it no problems. But the way it is, we're running with 100 rereads every month. You almost have to pull up into the damn garage to get it to read. Huh. And then you can't tell, there's no mapping on it. So normally when you read, you have a map, there's little lights on every property. When you go by, it disappears. You know you read it. So before you leave town or that side of town, even as small as this is, you know you got it. I've done it the last two times I've read the meters, and roughly over an hour, it says I've got 85% of the city done. And I'm scrolling, and they're everywhere that I've supposedly missed. And then I'll go back, and I'll sit there, and it will not pick it up. Will not pick it up. I get out of the car, will not pick it up. Miraculously, if I turn and go a block later, it'll just disappear. Read it somewhere. Where? You know, just problems constant. And so that's why Leo spends so much time having a reread, because it should take 45 minutes tops to read this down. And then all the meters are only reading 1,000 gallons instead of the actual gallons, which that causes two problems. People get a loaded bill on one end, but then it won't turn over and until it goes through 1,000 gallons to give the read. But it's also better too, because then when they get their bill, somebody disputes it. When you have the actual read on there, you go over there for a service call, you can say, this was your read. You can look at the meter. You can tell, go through, this is what it read, exactly. That's how your bill came out. You know, there's also leak detection. There's just a lot of things out there that just come standard on the meters that these don't.
And so that 1,000-gallon one you're talking about, it won't trip until 2,000 gallons?
Yeah. Yep. And there's, so they could what, be they think, 742 of those and then in town?
And still get charged for 1,000.
Right.
But the next month, after
2 months. It'll catch up, but then you're like,
so it just it does catch up. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it catches up.
Yeah.
But it doesn't help in your calculating water loss.
Sure, yeah. It'd be nice to have. Do you know the water loss is not as bad as we thought?
No, it isn't. I don't think. No. 1998. But that makes a big difference.
Yeah.
So the meters we're in hundreds of gallons nowadays, right?
They're down to the gallon. They'll even do a hundredth of a gallon.
That's what the iPearl is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other questions on Peyton's report? Does anybody want to mention the significant issues that he brought up during the current water and sewer rate structure?
Well, I guess I'd just like to see something in writing and exactly what we need to do before the budget comes up here. The water side, we're paying $5 a thousand now after the 3,000. So I don't know if you're talking about just the base rate issue. Is there a base rate issue?
I think
all the way across the board, or we're way below.
We would be.
Because we just went through.
You'd be close to the SRF funding limit if you got rid of the giving away of the free water. It makes no sense.
Rate. You're talking the base rate.
The base rate, yeah. Free water. You have to get rid of that. Nobody does that.
I wouldn't mind seeing something about that.
Because
when it comes to the per thousand thing, man, we're...
Yeah,
we're
you're losing... High. And your commercial, I've never seen it anywhere where you give more to a commercial. They don't even... You could actually probably lower the base rate on commercial if you got rid of the free water and just charge them what they're using. It's just, if you get rid of that, we're right in there for SRF funding, and that's why I put that sewer project in there. That we got to get that done, or we're going to lose that.
Montana Rural Water Systems, formula.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'd like to look at it, but I'm not too sure I'd be.
And it really,
with it.
Most of your lower income people and the low end users, it does not affect them, because mom and pop, we had the same thing in the Heights. That was the biggest concern of the board.
$5 per thousand.
Right. We had, that's what we were charging there too. And
it affects,
they don't go over.
It around, yeah, you'll see it around town.
Yeah. There, some people will.
There's dry grass. $5 a thousand.
Mom and pop usually stay right in to the base rate. They don't really go over that anyway. And if people water accordingly, then they don't have a high bill. But it doesn't mean it'll go brown. There's everybody always worries about that, but I've yet to see that.
So we got to take a next step. Dennis, are you saying you just, at least for the next meeting, you want to see some figures?
Yeah, I'm all in for figures, but I don't know that I'll support them.
This is what we have now, correct? This is your, are you?
I had to use last year, because that was where I could get the total.
It goes to 27.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we didn't do it enough.
Well, then whose fault was it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I remember somebody at a public town hall meeting.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you were pretty much against that.
Yeah.
I'm always against raises. But I have to see it first.
Yeah.
I have to see numbers. I can't just say, oh, yeah, that sounds good.
So we've got to start moving ahead.
Yeah,
I don't know
what the
end result's going to be, but we've got to go through this painful, time-consuming, completely necessary process. To stay viable and make sure we've got enough money to keep the systems updated and going. It's just what you got to do. Okay.
I understand. Totally.
Probably better than anybody here. Any other questions for Peyton? Ryan?
I don't have anything to add other than what's in the report.
Questions for Ryan? Cherie?
If you read my report, I have something in there about the pool increases. I just wanted to get feedback on that. If you guys are good moving forward with those increases, and I'll have a resolution set for the next council meeting for you guys to vote on. I just wanted to give you the opportunity to review that before I presented a resolution to you. So as long as you're okay with all that, then we'll move forward.
I'm willing to move forward. I met with the fellas. I understand their issue with their manager. I'd like to see a resolution at the next meeting.
That's the whole plan.
I'm good with that.
Okay. Does anyone have questions? They're here for you. You got questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did have one more thing for sure.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You have the lease agreement for Yvonne Pinkle and Heather Meyer. Is this the property that
has
the water lease?
That's Bear Tooth Beanery.
I'd like to see some language in there, and I don't know if it is or not, but I'd like to see some language in there where the property owner is responsible for the water and the sewer service lines.
So the city?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's us, right? Unless we want to sell it.
We talked about that, but we'd have to.
You guys said no on selling it
when
I presented it last time.
I don't know if they want to buy it.
She wants to sell her business. She approached me
a
couple weeks ago about wanting to sell it, and she wanted it actually on the agenda tonight, but then she emailed me a few days ago and said that the sell fell through due to the lease situation. So, because you can't transfer the lease. We would have to create a new lease with whoever purchased it. So,
Dennis, can you say that again?
Well, this to be in cahoots with it.
So the water and sewer lines to be repaired and maintained by the city? It's a lease agreement, so it'll control over the more specific, because it's just contract between us then. But if you're wanting that clause change on repairs, what I'll do is I'll just maybe accept, so maybe keep the language the same as is except water and sewer line repairs, they'll be maintained, repaired as necessary by the city under the lease agreement.
Property owner, city. Okay. That's just my thought. I don't know.
No, that's what I think that's pretty uniform.
That's pretty much what we talked about that last
time. I can add that in. So when we have that ready to go, we'll have that.
So to be on next agenda, we'll have the lease for you to approve.
And I'll redline what I add.
Were we supposed to do it tonight?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. It was just on my report, so you guys had the opportunity to discuss something before I presented it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I try to do that if I can.
So for $1,600, we're going to be on tap for $5,000 before.
How much was it?
Well, so that's an annual fee of rent, $1,600 and whatnot. So if something goes wrong with that, then the city's going to pay however many thousand dollars to fix it for, too?
I just think that if you're going to rent a piece of property, I don't care how much. Maybe the rent's a little way low.
Way.
Exactly. I agree.
They pay $600 a month.
I agree. But if you're going to rent a piece of property, I don't care how much you're renting for, you should provide the services.
Yeah.
The water and sewer for sure.
Yeah. If you're renting a house, you're not...
Well, commercial is different than residential. There's a lot of commercial buildings that rent, and that whoever rents that commercial building is responsible for everything. I mean, commercial is just a lot different than...
It's not uncommon to have a triple net lease. I have a triple net lease. That means the tenant pays for the insurance, the repairs, the maintenance, and the taxes. Repair and maintenance should have been one, but the triple net is the insurance, the taxes, and the repairs.
Huh.
That's not uncommon.
Yeah, and it's, what is it, like $125 a month, basically, break out to? So.
But you saw where I was coming from with that. We don't know what that line was coming in there, if it's 20 or 40 years old that was coming into that place, correct?
That's real.
No, I know... from what they had said, whenever the car wash at one point was there,
uh-huh.
And then they've apparently, somebody downsized something there, but the part I didn't like was the pipe that was in there that they repaired, that was not waterline pipe. I don't know who approved it, who let them put it in there, but it wouldn't surprise me if it had the problem again, because it's like 100 PSI sprinkler pipe. So
it was probably 50s, 60s.
Yeah, the
car wash had been there forever.
But that was, I think it was an inch and a half or 2 inch, wasn't it, the car wash?
It was just the same size. Man.
Really? Yeah. 3/4, stretching all the way.
As far as I know. Yeah.
Huh.
All right. Okay, is there any public comment on current agenda items? Any public comment on current agenda items? There's no committee reports. There's no unfinished business. We move on to new business. First item is the approval of the zone change from light industrial to heavy industrial for block 3, fractional lots 7 and 8, all of lots 9 and 11, Hunter Edition of Town of Columbus.
I make a motion for the approval of zone change from light industrial to heavy industrial for block 3, fractional lots 7, 8, 9, 11. Hunter Edition to Columbus, located in sections 27 TTS R20E.
Great. Thanks, Cole.
Thanks, Cole. Second.
Second by Dennis. Very discussion.
Good job.
Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob? Dannon?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is a special use permit for the BPA Cornhole Tournament at Heritage Park on April 13th. Is there a motion to approve the special use permit?
I'll make a motion. We approve the special permit for the BPA Cornhole Tournament.
Second.
Okay, we've got Dannon on the motion and Rick on the second. Is there any discussion? Dannon?
Yes.
Bob? Colt?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next line is the approval of the city health benefit allowance from 1780, allowance of 1780 per month per employee. Is there a motion?
What was it before?
It's gone up $194 a month.
Yeah, $194.
Something like that.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, there's a motion by Tim.
I'll second it.
Second by Cole. Is there any discussion?
I bring this up every year. We continue to just add on and add on to that, paying a full family insurance for that when most businesses do not. I work at the school. I get insurance paid for myself. I don't get anything for my wife or my kids. If I have to pay for that, it is extra. I know that our salaries have gone up. We've improved that. I think that we need to, personally, I feel that we need to put a limit on that, because otherwise, every time insurance goes up, we're just going to continue and we're going to be paying. I remember when I first got on, it was like 12 years ago, that we were paying right around $1,100, which was about the same as the school. But every single increase that we've had for insurance, the city has just continued to add on to that. And it is a great benefit for city employees. And I believe that our city employees deserve benefits, but I question the fact that we're paying for not just our city employee, but for their family too. And they can make choices just like anybody else. And I guess I just don't know very many businesses where they pay a full family insurance. And we have options, the Madison plan being the top option. We're paying for that on a regular basis. And I mean, you look at it, and every employee of the city is getting this huge benefit, and we just keep adding to that. And then they come back and they want, and then we're giving them raises on their salaries too. And so their insurance continues to get paid. I just don't think that that's fair. I don't think it's fair that we're not paying for just the employee of the city, but we're paying for the family. And that's my personal opinion. Like I said, I'm an educator. I pay $20,000 every year out of my check for insurance for my family. The school doesn't cover that. And maybe that's unfair too, but I just don't know that as a city government, we should be covering our employees. I just don't know that we should be covering our employees and their families. And again, that's my personal opinion. It's just from my experience of what I've had to deal with as a teacher, for the past 33 years, I think. And like I said, I've had to search for other ways of coming up with money to pay for that. And like I said, I know that we've increased, last year I have it written down that we paid $1,659 is what the total was, including the dental, vision, and life insurance. And this year that's going up to $1,831. And if it raises 9% next year, are we going to pay $2,025? And if it raises again, do we just keep adding on to that? I just think there needs to be a limit on it. Okay? And that's just my opinion.
Is there any further discussion?
That's how the county is. It's just the employee is paid.
Yeah. And it's insane to put a family on the county.
Yeah.
It's what?
It's expensive.
County insurance.
What does that say? To put a family on county insurance.
That's 100% for a husband and wife or an employee and their children.
Yeah, it's not the whole family. I got my whole family on it.
I pay.
Yeah,
it's not the whole family.
No, it's your husband. It's the employee and spouse or employee and children.
So you have to make it. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to decide.
I have a little story to tell you, and I don't know if it has anything to do with this, but last year I paid a certain amount of money for my insurance, in addition to my Medicare and my Part B. I have supplemental insurance, and it's a good supplemental insurance. And this year, it increased by $180-some per month. And so I contacted Uncle Sam and asked him if he would pay for that. And guess what he said?
No.
I agree with Dan. With things the way they are right now, I mean, things are just going nuts. And I don't know where you draw the line, but everybody wants things. We look at all this stuff that costs so much money. And I know I'm old school, but man, somehow or another, we've got to put the brakes on. Enough said.
Well, I can say the last officer we hired was because of the insurance. It was absolutely because of the insurance. He was on the fence of going to the city or the county, and he came to the city, and it has worked out tremendously for us, having Church with us. Like I said, it's not a pay in everything. I pay quite a bit in insurance every month. And if you guys read the report, we had to open it back up because the guys have put in, got jobs elsewhere, and I think I have a leg to stand on, because like I said, I'm paying, I don't know, 500 some bucks a month for insurance, but I would not be here if it was the county insurance. I would absolutely not be here. And I think it'd be harder to find people to come work here, and it's already getting harder to find people to come work here. So.
But it can't be a threat. If you don't increase this, we're not going to get people. I understand. Nobody wants to pay more. Nobody does. We don't want to. And somehow or another, we've got to stop.
There is an option that the city can do. It's called a health permissive levy. It's in state statute. Actually, the city could have been doing it for years. You establish your base rate, which would be whatever we pay this year, and then every year moving forward, whatever that insurance increases, we can levy it, and the taxpayers actually have to pay. So you can actually get mills. It's almost like a light district assessment, where we can pass the increases on to the taxpayers. There's a lot of cities that do it, and they established this a long time ago. So now a lot of their health care, I mean, they're getting several mills every year now to help with the health insurance costs, because they established this levy a long time ago. We currently don't have one here. It's something I've been looking into and trying to get some more information on. But a lot of cities have that. That's an option.
But still,
someone's paying it.
Taxpayers still, in the end, they have to pay it.
I
understand what you're saying. I do.
Taxpayer or employee.
We are the
employee. I want to pay.
If you table whatever, open enrollment's May 15th, so there has to be a decision on what the amount's going to be. So the employees can decide what they want to do with their benefits, because open enrollment starts May 15th.
So just asking, is Madison plan the highest one? That's the lowest deductible, is that correct? And then there's a Bridger plan, if I remember correctly.
The Bridger plan, right?
The Madison plan's in the middle.
Right. It is in the middle.
Bridger.
So it has fairly high deductibles, or is it?
Yeah. It's in your okay. Stuff. It tells that the Madison plan has a $1,000 deductible, 2,000 family, 70-30 coinsurance.
Doesn't the employee get to choose which one they want?
They can,
yeah,
but based on what they
it's
get.
Based on so what they get, but we're
so they could put something into their.
There's a flex account too.
Flex account,
yeah.
So they choose Madison. If they get
they can work it however they want to work it out. Yes.
But we're paying the base of the 18.
Right. We are paying enough to 100% for spouse, an employee on the, I think it's the Bridger.
Madison.
The Madison.
Madison plant.
Just the Madison.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the number should be.
And you can see for like employee, spouse, and children, it's for the Madison $2,453. Like that's the one that Aaron's on. So the city gives him $1,784, and then he has to pay the difference.
$600
for his whole family. But then you have people like me, who's not on the insurance at all. So, and we have another employee that's not on the insurance. Those are the kind of employees you want to hire.
And do you get a benefit from that, or?
We approved last year the taxable cash benefit.
And that was 50%.
50%.
That's the next item on the agenda.
That's the next item. And that's why we did that last year for the employees. We had three employees that weren't on health insurance last year. So we don't get a benefit at all. Even though,
You're getting half the money, though, right?
Now, but before the city, if you weren't on benefits, because my husband has to pay for my insurance. I mean, it's not free. I'm on his plan. He works for the railroad. We have great insurance, but he still has to pay for me and my children. So.
I'm debating whether to give you my 2 cents. I like having good employees. I like high morale among the employees. I want people that like to work here. I want people to be proud of the benefits that we give, and I want them to be thankful for them. And I think we've got that. And the other part is we can afford it. That's all.
Well, that's the main thing. Can we afford it?
We can't. Yeah. If I was trying to think what Dan is probably thinking right now, well, how long is that going to last? Well, I just don't know. But right now, we can afford it. Mm-hmm. Are you guys ready to vote? Okay.
I'm not
sure. Rick?
Yes.
My wife.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
I'm going to say no.
Dannon?
No.
4 yes, 2 no. Did you get the vote?
Mm-hmm.
Next item is approval of tax cash benefit, 50% of the city health benefit allowance per month to employees who waive all health benefits. Is there a motion?
That's the same as what you just talked about.
Yeah.
I'll make that.
Just mentioned. Motion by Tim. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dennis. Is there any discussion? Dannon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
That motion passes.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Yeah.
Are you guys interested in that health care permissive levy? If not, I won't continue to spend time looking at it.
I'd like to see what it would potentially cost the taxpayer.
It just depends on, you set your base year, and then it just goes up every year. And so, for example, this year our benefits went up $200 an employee. So if we have 12 people on our employee, you just take that dollar amount, and then you get a meal from however many meals that would equal to. So whatever that difference is, instead of the city paying, it would become an assessment on people's personal property tax.
Yeah, if you could put a little something together.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind seeing it.
I guess I don't want to raise taxes on the citizens of Columbus. I don't want to do that. My opinion, but I just, like I said, I think that we need to stay, I'm very conservative, and I think we need to stay within our means, but I don't want to pass on a burden to the citizens of Columbus by adding taxes.
I'd like to see it myself. It doesn't mean we have to vote cut.
That's correct.
Okay, next item is approval of a loan distribution report for a revenue bond for the UV treatment project.
I'll make a motion for approval of the disbursement report.
Okay, Cole, is there a second?
Second
by Dennis. Is there any discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Colt?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is a contractor approval of contractor pay application number one for UV treatment project. The amount of $126,144.56. Is there a motion?
This is just the first installment?
It's first pay application.
Right.
I made that motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Give it to Bob.
Okay. Got Bob on that. Is there any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dana?
Yes.
The motion passes. Next item is is that the supplemental resolution?
It's a bond resolution, yeah.
Next item is that supplemental resolution, which is the bond resolution for the UV treatment project. Is there a motion? Motion by Dennis. Is there a second?
I'll second it, but I got it.
Second by Tim. Is there any discussion?
So the original was 1 million. It increased by 1,617,000 or increased by the 720,000?
So there's two parts to this bond resolution. It's a loan, basically, and the bond company just secures the loan, I guess. I don't really... it's a bond company that creates a bond that basically is saying the city's good for this money. Once they issue the money, we spend it. Half of the loan will be forgiven, so then we only owe the rest of it.
How much did the UV thing increase?
It increased. It was like originally 1.2, I think, and now it's like 2.8.
So, okay.
So.
Thank you. Yeah, 4 years.
I'm going to keep dragging it on.
Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is...
That's why I wanted it, because I saw the 167.
Approval of Tax Order 31, agreement to furnish grant application services for CIP and stormwater... PER in the amount of $8,500. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Bob. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Dannon. Is there any discussion? Dannon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is approval of Task Order 32, which is an agreement to furnish engineering and grant writing services to the City of Columbus for the city pool in the amount of $23,200. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion for...
Motion by Tim?
I'll second it.
Second by... Is that Cole? Okay. Is there any discussion? Dannon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is approval of volunteer list for the Fire Relief Association. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Dana. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Cole. Is there any discussion?
What's the Fire Relief Association? I'm sorry.
What is the Fire Relief Association?
Are these the firefighters?
These are all the volunteer firefighters.
Thank you. Okay. I just had to see the relief position. Okay. Thank you.
It's retirement for them. Like it's...
Gotcha.
Got a little bit of background that you probably don't really want, but when we had a Columbus Volunteer Fire Department, before the district even, every time a volunteer fireman was added to the department, it went before council. And it was a rule. I don't know if it was a resolution but every volunteer fireman had to come before council. The district came into place. Eventually, the there were no city volunteer firemen. However, there are volunteers for the district who act as volunteer firemen for the city. There's no distinction between. We have to have volunteers in order to have a fire department. You have to have a fire department in order to have a fire relief association. So we need to have firemen. So all of the district volunteers are also volunteers of the town of Columbus. And this is catch up. This is catching up to make sure we have this of record that they've all been approved as volunteer firemen.
Okay, thank you.
And let me see. Is there any other discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yes.
Motion passes. Are there any comments not on the agenda?
Yes, I'd like to make one.
Okay.
I'd like to put out the proposition to talk and move forward about putting a 3-minute time limit on public comment per person. We're about the only meeting in the county that does not have one. And there were people at the last meeting, people at the last meeting that wanted to talk. But after somebody's up there for 7.5, 8 minutes, they're discouraged from coming up to.
It was over 12, by the way.
I quit counting after 7. So I think we need to codify that and put that in as part of our.
I don't know if you can, maybe you can control it better from here. I mean, I certainly don't argue with you. I'd be 100% for that. Can we impose a 3-minute time limit, or can we just say it's 3-minute time limit? And
I can look at how other governing bodies, how they codify it if they do. I think it should be something codified so we have an enforceable rule. I don't think Robert's Rules covers time limits. So I think the places that do have 3-minute, 5-minute, whatever their public comment limitation is, I'd be curious to know where they pulled that from, other than thin air.
Right.
But I think it would make sense to have an enforceable rule to kind of help govern. Because I agree with you. I think and when a comment goes on that long, after about 1.5 minutes, you tune out because you have so many other people that you're looking at. And at that point, it's rambling. But effectuate more public comment for more individuals, I think you do need to have an effective limit. So I can look at and see other places, how they came up with their rule, and we can, if it is odd ordinance, as everybody knows, it's a 2 readings and a 30-day waiting period. So if we have to codify an ordinance, it will take some time before it becomes effective, but 3 minutes sound pretty reasonable to everybody.
I know at the school we do 3 minutes.
How do you guys?
We've got a statement that is published with each agenda notice, and I think that came through the Montana High School Association.
Do you guys have it in like the district? Like
it's in the policies.
In the policies?
Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe we could look at adopting like a public comment policy or something like
ultimately
that.
Ultimately, it's up to the chairman to cut it off.
We did it too in the board. We did the same thing in the heights.
Did you guys codify it in an ordinance, or you just did it in like your policy?
Yeah.
So maybe I can come up with like a public comment policy that the council could adopt for future meetings. I just want something enforceable in case anybody says, "Well, why are you cutting me off? What grounds do you have to cut me off?" Because it did happen at one point, and I mean, I won't even go there.
Did you have 3 at those heights?
Yeah. It was 2 minutes. We did 2. Because, they would go.
Yeah. 3. School board has 3. airport has 3. Urban development has 3. County has 3. And we're the only ones that don't, as far as I was aware.
Yeah.
And it's 3 minutes total, not 3 minutes, and then your next turn up to get 3 minutes.
Can we get hold of the turns?
I've had that happen too.
Sit down. Get another
good three. Point, Cliff.
Thanks. 30 seconds.
Any comments not on the agenda?
I just want to mention one thing. There is a group of ladies that are working on some fundraising for the pool. Just thought I'd let you know that. I think probably some of you are aware of that.
Okay, good. Anything else? Comments not on the agenda? Motion to adjourn?
I make that motion.
Is there a second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned.